Well, my friends, there's a new book out. You may have heard of it. It's called The White Privilege Album. It's written by our friend A.J. Rice, who's officially the president and CEO of Publius PR, editor-in-chief of the Publius National Post, and he joins us now on the KVI studio line. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Brother Ari, great to be here with the Hebrew Ninja. Always, you know, it's always a pleasure.
That's a new one. So tell me about the book. Tell me why you decided to write it, because this is your second, third? You've been doing a lot of this recently.
My second book. This is the unofficial sequel to The Woking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on with you a couple years ago for that. This is volume two. And look, I did this to defend Western civilization. I did it to defend the middle class. I did it to defend the nuclear family. Because as you know, when you're fighting the woke, which is really cultural Marxists, these three things, right? Western civ, Judeo-Christian, Greco-Roman civilization, and the middle class and the nuclear family. When you hear this term white privilege or toxic masculinity or the patriarchy, this is really what they're talking about. So I decided to have a little fun with an apology to the Beatles, kidnap their language, turn it around, weaponize it, use it back against them.
So there's a lot of humor in this thing, and I like that you look at it through the humorous lens, but it's actually a very, very serious topic. I mean, we see how it's destroying people's lives, this woke nonsense. You know, for example, boys competing in girls' sports, removing their scholarships and such. But now that things are kind of turning around, do you think woke is dead? Do you think it's gasping for air, or do you think it's just kind of hibernating right now?
Yeah, woke is not dead. And woke, they may, you know, stop using terms like DEI and wokeism. But, you know, the actual foot soldiers for this will go dormant. And look, you can see them, as we speak. I mean, they are still trying to defend the trans mafia. They are still hunting Jewish students on college campuses. They are, you know, running around painting swastikas, lighting Teslas on fire. They're still out there. They are. I mean, they're very upset. MSNBC employees are still very upset that the chief wackos were fired there. So it doesn't appear to be, you know, the fact that they've learned their lesson. But make no mistake, the 2024 election was a woke Waterloo moment for them. And, you know, there's been some others, but we cleaned their clock. But just like an STD, they're going to, you know, like a herpes or like a fever blister, that you may not see them, but that virus is still there. And it'll only be a matter of time before it springs forth. But I think the American people are rejecting them. I think that's what the 2024 election was. And let's be honest, the subtitle of the book is Bringing Racial Harmony to Very Fine People on Both Sides. And there was only one person that got the Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan to vote the same way as the Jewish voters outside of Philadelphia. And that's Donald Trump. Black African-American males, Hispanic Catholics. So if one person brought racial harmony, it certainly wasn't the people painting swastikas on Teslas right now.
So I'm looking at the election results, and they were just what we wanted. I mean, could have used a little bit more seats in Congress, could use a little bit more seats wherever. But at the same time, this is such a massive mess. Joe Biden institutionalized all this craziness. I just look at Washington State, for example. You got a problem with every single school district. It's not just the University of Washington. It's not just Seattle Public Schools. Is 4 years enough time to fix this everywhere? Because it seems to be completely systemic.
No, it's never going to be enough time. I mean, you know, as I outlined with you last time I was on in The Woking Dead, I mean, cultural Marxists have been doing a long march for 100 years since, you know, before World War One. And the goal was, you know, you're never going to hang the capitalists with the rope they manufactured, but you can get them, you can capture them culturally. You can get into the school systems, you can get into, you know, it used to be just, you know, graduate schools where you had wackiness. You know, your kids didn't hate you until they went off to college. Now they're trying to get, you know, your kids to hate you in pre-K. Right. So trickle down wokeism, trickle down misery. It's all around us. So whether it's journalism or the Democrat Party, the public sector unions, you know, the public schools, you know, it's going to take more than 4 years for sure. But, you know, Trump and Vance, I like to think of them as sort of white blood cells flying towards an infection. Right. So, you know, America seems to be able to conjure up the right sort of men and women of the moment. And we've been doing that since George Washington. Can J.D. Vance inherit the mantle and keep it going? I think he can. But, you know, the left is going to regroup and come back at us crazier than ever. Now, I will say they're in the worst possible situation as far as polling goes, as far as likability goes, since, you know, the years between Dukakis and Bill Clinton. You know, when Bush Sr. kind of cleaned their clock in 88 coming out of the Reagan years. So they're going to have to do some soul searching. And like we just talked about, it appears they are willing to stay with the bearded lady. It appears they are willing to stay with the trans mafia, right? With all this talk about white privilege, they're not going to get rid of this. And you know, if you listen to some sort of clear thinking, non crazy left wing people, whether it's Stephen A. Smith or Bill Maher or Congressman Seth Moulton or dare I say the great genius John Fetterman, they're basically pulling the alarm, saying, "Whoa, you know, this behavior has to stop. We don't look like normal people." And look, as I'm a marketing guy, you know that. I've worked with you. I say keep it up. I say keep it up and you continue to lose elections.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of hope they keep going down this road. As much as we say, hey, here's what you're doing wrong, I kind of hate giving them advice, because the more they keep doing this nonsense, the more it means we're going to win. The book is The White Privilege Album, written by our friend A.J. Rice. It's available wherever you get your books now. I got a copy on my nightstand. You should have one, too. Pick one up right now. A.J. Rice, thanks so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Look, great to be here, brother. You're a patriot, right? And I appreciate coming on, and you keep fighting out there, all right?
Always a pleasure. We like keeping up the good fight, my man. Lots more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.